This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Pregnancy channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Annalisa Swigert, a partner in OBGYN at Southdale OBGYN in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dr. Swigert will be answering questions about non-invasive prenatal testing and a groundbreaking NIPT called Maternity 21+. She will be offering her tips on encouraging optimal health during pregnancy. Dr. Swigert, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. So tell our listeners, what can women do to ensure optimal health during pregnancy?
Well, first of all, a newly pregnant woman should make sure to see her OBGYN physician or other healthcare provider beginning early in the pregnancy, really as soon as she's had a positive pregnancy test. A doctor can help optimize a healthy lifestyle for pregnancy through diet and exercise. In addition, we can discuss any medical issues that may already have existed prior to the pregnancy and make sure to review safe medication use in pregnancy. Early in the pregnancy is also a very important time to discuss options for prenatal testing. And these options include non-invasive prenatal testing for genetic disorders.
Continuing on, get into what is non-invasive prenatal testing.
So non-invasive prenatal testing are tests that include cell-free DNA testing, which is a simple blood test that allows pregnant women to get genetic information about their developing baby. And this information can be available through this blood test as early as just 9 weeks gestation or about 3 months into the pregnancy. This blood test screens for chromosomal abnormalities, such as Down syndrome, which is a condition in which the baby has an extra chromosome number 21. As this test is evaluating fetal DNA, this test also can confirm the gender of the baby as early as 9 weeks gestation. This cell-free DNA testing is revolutionary in that it is able to detect circulating portions of the baby's DNA through a maternal blood test with no risk to the mom or baby. This is information that in the past could only be obtained through a procedure called an amniocentesis or a CVS, and these procedures have always carried a very small risk to the pregnancy.
Dr. Swigert, do you recommend that all pregnant women consider NIPT, and are there specific tests that you also recommend?
Well, some women are at a higher risk for having a baby affected by a chromosomal disorder. For example, advancing maternal age increases that risk. But every pregnant woman is a candidate for non-invasive prenatal testing. I strongly recommend that women early in their pregnancy ask their doctors what their risks might be and what testing options are available to them. I offer all of my patients Maternity 21+, which is a non-invasive prenatal test that utilizes the circulating cell-free fetal DNA and screens for trisomy 21, which is Down syndrome, trisomy 28 or 18, which is also called Edwards syndrome and involves an extra chromosome number 18, and trisomy 13, also known as Patau syndrome, which involves an extra chromosome 13. It also will screen for some additional, much less common chromosomal issues that can also affect the baby's health. The Maternity 21+ test provides a high degree of accuracy without the risk of miscarriage that has been associated with more invasive procedures.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Annalisa Swigert, a partner in OBGYN at Southdale OBGYN in Minneapolis, Minnesota, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Pregnancy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Swigert, what conditions are identified with NIPT?
So non-invasive prenatal testing and the cell-free DNA test, which includes the Maternity T21, these tests are screening for disorders that are genetic. So these disorders usually involve an abnormal number of chromosomes in the baby or missing portions of a chromosome. The clinical expression or some of the symptoms or abnormalities that are seen with these conditions can actually vary from somewhat mild to more severe. What's so important is that when patients are able to have this information early in their pregnancy, it can help them have conversations with their doctors. And these conversations include recommendations for some additional testing that may need to be done, as well as choices that they have about ongoing care for their pregnancy.
And how long does it take to get the results back?
These test results are provided to your doctor approximately 5 to 7 business days from the receipt of the sample. I generally tell my patients that within 2 weeks of having the test drawn in your doctor's office, you will have results.
And that's not so bad. Where can listeners get more information in all regards, Dr. Swigger?
There's a lot of information on NIPT, on cell-free DNA, on the maternity T21, and all of the disorders that this test screens for at sequenome.com.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Swigert, we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you. And again, thanks for your time spent with us here on eHealth Radio.
You are welcome, and happy holidays to you too.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Dr. Annalisa Swigert, a partner in OBGYN at Southdale OBGYN in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for more information, visit sequenome.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.